Hi there. In this video, I'm going to do a quick review of the Xtraputic 400XL folding recumbent bike so you can learn the benefits and the drawbacks of this product and make a better buying decision for yourself. I'll also show you where you can get a great deal on it with fast shipping. Okay, so the first thing you'll notice about the 400XL is that the build quality is actually pretty good for the price that you're paying for it. Overall, it looks really well built, but A couple of the things look a little bit cheap, such as the way that you can see the wires exposed outside of the bike, but that's designed more for functional purposes anyways. When the bike arrived, the package was undamaged, and the assembly took about 30 minutes or so. And that was at a pretty medium pace, you know, nothing too intense, not trying to work too hard or fast, and easily completed by just one person. The instructions were simple to follow, and you've got the tools that you need to do the assembly. Although, if you have your own tools, that might be more helpful if you're used to using them, of course. Now, the main thing that is really nice about this bike is the fact that it's extremely quiet, even at the high speeds or on the highest resistance setting if you do it. Even at the highest resistance setting, it only makes like a soft little noise, which allows for distraction-free, you know, TV watching or listening or reading, or if somebody else is in the room with you. It's an extremely stable product, as I mentioned about the build quality as well. However, if you have it on a soft surface or on a padded surface, it might wiggle just a little bit, but overall it's really stable. The resistance of the bike can be set manually, so that operation is not computerized, which is cool because you don't have to rely on computer functions for the resistance. The pedal cranks, where you place your feet, are about 6 inches, which is actually a little bit shorter than what other full exercise bikes have. So if you have really big feet, this may feel a little bit different from using other exercise bikes. You may feel that it's smaller, but all in all, it's pretty easy to get used to. And if you have normal size feet or smaller, it doesn't really impact your performance or the use of this product at all. The nice thing about the resistance is that level 1 to 3 gives you a nice workout, and you could do, you know, long duration cardio at those resistance settings while still working up a burn, which is cool. So the bike definitely has the ability to do like long duration workouts or very, very resistance oriented workouts depending on what you want to do. When it comes to folding and unfolding or putting the bike away, it's really easy. There's basically 2 safety pins which secure the bike. And since the bike is smaller overall, it's easy to store. It doesn't take up a lot of room and you can move it away. But it does seem to be a little bit wider than what you would expect in terms of its length. So the length is small. Fairly small, but then it's a little bit wider than you would expect given the overall size of the bike, and that's probably done to keep it nice and stable and sturdy while you're on it.